Blog Talk Radio.
You can dig all day and never find the root. You're gonna get dirty, child, digging for the root. If you're looking for an answer, what's wrong with the truth? Keep digging, child, looking for the root. Look for love, it must be love. Look for love, it must be love. Original is a sin. There's no one who can fix it. It's forgiveness in the end. Look for love, it must be love. Look for love, it must be
I am your host, Reverend Michael Rogers. I'm glad you have joined me tonight. Gospel Gold is a one-hour internet radio program specifically designed for the preservation of traditional African-American gospel music. We believe that all the music that we have produced on these American shores has its root in traditional African-American gospel music. When our ancestors came upon these American shores, they brought with them their African chants and their African rhythms. It was through work songs and field hollers. These are the basic elements of the spirituals. And from the spirituals came gospel music. And from gospel music came blues, jazz, rock and roll, and even some of the music that we have today. It all has its root in traditional African-American gospel music. And that is what we're about here at Gospel Go. We play traditional gospel music. We invite you to go to our Facebook page. Go there. Don't forget to like and share. Tell someone about Gospel Go. On the Facebook page, you'll find some of the music that we play here on Gospel Go. You'll also find articles on various gospel artists. And more importantly, you will find the link for the Gospel Go program each week. All of our programs are archived. You can always go back to the Gospel Go Facebook page, find the program that you would like to hear. Click on that link, and it will take you directly to that program. Gospel Gold is a program that has we catalog all of our programs so that they will be available for all of those who would like to hear it long after they have been recorded. So if you have missed any of our programs, you can go back to the Facebook page and you can find whatever program that you would like to hear, and you can listen to that program. Well, we're coming down to the end of the year. We only have a few more programs before the end of the Gospel Gold season. We end our season the week before Christmas. So we only have a few more programs. We're coming down to the end of the year. And we just wanted to take this time tonight to just recap some of the things and some of the programs that we have done this past year. Also, we're going to shout out some of the people who have been great supporters during the course of this season as well. And we hope that you will tell someone about Gospel Gold, and we're looking for bigger things in 2024. 2024, we're going to start our new season after our winter break, and we're hoping to have some great things going on in Gospel Gold. But tonight, we're going to recap some of the things and some of the programs that we talked about, and some of the things that we played, some of the music that we played over the course of the last 6 months anyway. Now, maybe not the whole year, but over the course of the last 6 months. Now, I did do a recap program earlier this year around the end of summer, around the last part of summer, and I recapped some of the programs that we did earlier this year. And so tonight I want to recap some of the programs that we have done basically in the last 5 or 6 months. If you have missed any of that program, you can go back and you can hear those programs. Now, I want you to understand that Gospel Gold is not just any music program. I am not a DJ. I do not have a DJ format. This is a documentary type of podcast. We talk about the history. We talk about the elements of music and the various recording studios and recording artists as they have been published by history as we look going forward. We always start in the earlier years of gospel, and we work our way to the latter years. We talk about the pioneers of gospel. And there's a great book I want to turn you on to. It's called The Golden Age of Gospel, written by Clarence Boyer, B-O-Y-E-R, Boyer, Clarence Boyer. Called the Golden Years, or the Golden Age of Gospel. That's where I get a lot of my information. Also, there's another book called The Encyclopedia of American Gospel. And I get a lot of information from those two publications. You can go there. They give you a lot of great information about gospel artists and how gospel has affected what it was, how it has affected us as a people, and how it has affected the nation and the world as a whole. So you can go back and you can look at some of those articles and you can read some of those books, and they will give you more information about the history of gospel music. But we are dedicated to the preservation of traditional African-American gospel music. It is our tradition that we start our program with prayer. If you don't mind, pray with me. Our Father and our God, we thank you for this night. We thank you for another opportunity to come before you with another Gospel Gold episode. We pray now, God, that as we go into our program tonight, that you will allow us to hear something that will inspire us to keep on giving your name the praise. This we pray in Jesus' name, amen and amen. I'm going to come back, and I'm going to talk more about our program tonight. But first, let's listen to a program that we, or part of a program that we did earlier this year. We talked about the great women of gospel. I think I've done about 3, maybe 4 episodes of the great women of gospel. And on one particular episode, I dealt with, or I talked about, a great lady of gospel by the name of Kathy Taylor. I'm going to play I Cried Holy by Kathy Taylor, and I'm going to come back and we're going to talk more about our recap program for tonight.
I dream of a city called glory. It was bright and so fair. When I entered the gate, I cried, "Oh!" The angels all
Gospel music experience cannot be told in a one-hour melody of songs or in a one-hour program. It's far too rich, far too harmonious, far too stimulating. It is a living experience, always changing, always giving, always becoming the foundation that gave moral, physical, and spiritual support to a great and powerful people. One of the things that we continue to try to do here on Gospel Gold is to go into the history of the various artists that we feature each week. We always start, as I said earlier, we always go back to the history to find the very beginning of gospel, and we have done many shows on that particular subject. We have featured shows on Rosetta Thorpe, some of the earlier gospel entertainers and gospel singers, and we did a program earlier this year on some of the older quartets. I think it was the Fairfield Four and the Trumpeteers. And I want to bring to the forefront as a sample of what we were doing back in as far as the history of the quartet or of gospel as a whole, particularly on the radio. You got to remember that a lot of the songs that we recorded many years ago were not played in the church. You could only hear them over the radio. And one of the songs that was a great hit, one of the first million-dollar sellers, was a song by the Trumpeteers called The Milky White Way. That was recorded in 1947. We're going to go and listen to the Fairfield Four, Woman at the Well, recorded in 1949, Little Talk with Jesus, 1949. And then we're going to listen to the Trumpeteers, later known as the CBS Trumpeteers, who recorded The Milky White Way in 1947. So these are the songs that I'm going to use tonight to demonstrate the history, the older songs that we play of some of the first pioneers of gospel.
Well, you know, my Jesus met the woman at the well. Oh, and she ran around, Lord, to tell, Lord, to tell. He said, oh, come, he said, oh, come and see the man. Oh, he told me everything I have done, I have done. You better run and try to, oh, 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 oh. You must be the prophet, run and try, oh, 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 oh. Well, you must be the prophet, you better run and try to, oh, 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 oh. You must be the prophet, you told me everything I have done, I have done. Well, my Jesus said, the woman, oh, woman, where is your husband? Said, Lord, oh, Lord, I haven't got no one, I haven't got one. Said, the woman, oh, woman, have had five husbands. Now, he really ain't yours, ooh, he really ain't yours. You better run and kind of, oh, 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 oh. You must be the prophet, run and kind of, oh, 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 oh. Well, you must be the prophet, when I run and kind of, oh, 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 oh. You must be the prophet,
you
told me everything I have done, I have done. You better run and kind of, oh, you must be the prophet, run and kind of, oh, well, you must be the prophet, you better run and kind of, oh, you must be the prophet,
you
told me everything I have done.
I
well,
done.
You better run and kind of, oh, you must be the prophet, run and kind of, well, you must be the prophet, run and kind of, oh, you must be the prophet, told me everything I have done. I
Amen. I once was lost in sin, but Jesus took me in, and then a little light from heaven filled my soul. Well, it filled my soul with love, and wrote my name above, and just a little talk of Jesus made it right.
Well,
that's what we want. Oh,
Milky White Way. Oh Lord, somebody day.
Recorded in 1947, The Trumpeteers' Milky White Way. And then the other two songs that you heard were the Fairfield Four, recorded in 1949. These are representations of some of the great pioneers of gospel who we present on Gospel Go. You can find several of those programs in our Facebook category. Go there, go to the Facebook page. You'll find the programs of the great pioneers of gospel. On any given Gospel Go program, you can hear pre-recorded documentaries or clips from documentaries about various gospel artists. And they're done by people who have studied gospel from the very beginning up until now. And they have had the privilege of working with or being around these particular artists. So from time to time, I do feature excerpts from various documentaries about gospel artists. We did one not too long ago on the Mighty Clouds of Joy. We did another one not too long ago on Sensational Nightingales. We did another one on the Caravans. And we have done these excerpts from time to time. And on any program, you're subject to hear a historical excerpt from or about the gospel artist. Here's one that we featured earlier this year on the great Marian Anderson.
Marian Anderson is broadly recognized as one of the great operatic singers and performers of classical music in living memory. She was born in Philadelphia, one of three sisters. Her father, who sold coal and ice in Reading Terminal Market, died when Anderson was 12. After this time, her mother, Annie, supported herself and her daughters, caring for young children and later working as a cleaner in the Wanamaker's department store. Anderson's talent was recognized when, as a young girl, she sang in the choir of her church, the Union Baptist Church at Fitzwater and 19th Streets in South Philadelphia. Members of the congregation raised money to support Anderson's professional training. Anderson launched her career in Europe in the 1920s, where the barriers against black artists were less onerous than they were in the United States. She was a contralto, the lowest register category of the soprano voice. The oratorio of Bach and Handel were her mainstay. So magnetic was her stage presence, and so powerful was her ability to make every sung word meaningful, that she specialized in the lofty song repertoire of Strauss, Mahler, Brahms, and Schubert. Anderson also incorporated Negro spirituals, the songs of slaves, into her repertoire, establishing songs like Go Down Moses and My Lord, What a Morning into the operatic canon. Having earned the esteem of Europe, Anderson returned to the American stage in 1935 an acclaimed star. Leading conductors from Leopold Stokowski in Philadelphia to the young Leonard Bernstein in New York sought to perform with her. She enjoyed an international career, performing at the inauguration of presidents of the United States and breaking many racial barriers. In 1955, she was the first black singer to perform on the stage of the Metropolitan Opera House in New York. In 1938, Howard University conferred an honorary doctorate on Anderson. The following year, the Historically Black College of Washington, D.C., sought to organize a concert with Anderson at Constitution Hall, the premier concert venue of the U.S. Capitol. When the Daughters of the American Revolution, the DAR, would not allow Anderson to sing because of her race, First Lady Eleanor Roosevelt resigned from the DAR in protest and arranged that Anderson would sing instead at the Lincoln Memorial. Anderson's performance on Easter Sunday, April 9, 1939, at the Lincoln Memorial is considered a milestone in the progress of civil rights. Her powerful phrasing of, "My country 'tis of thee," and Land Where My Fathers Died, was so powerful and inclusive that the concert is thought by many to be on a par of significance with Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s I Have a Dream speech.
Genius, genius draws no color line. And so it is fitting that Marian Anderson should raise her voice in tribute to the noble Lincoln whom mankind will ever honor. Miss Marian Anderson.
That was an excerpt from a documentary on the great Marian Anderson. At the time of the slave trade, singing was virtually continual in Africa. The lyrics Africans sung concerned everyday life and every facet of their lives and of events hundreds of years ago. It spoke of the mundane tasks of daily life or the glories of their natural world. The spiritual and the physical worlds were interchangeable. All songs were sacred. All songs were profane. All were important. And if the goal of African music was always been to translate the experience of life and the spiritual worlds into the sound, enhancing and celebrating life. We did a show earlier this year, not too long ago, we featured Sweet Honey in the Rock. And I want to bring this to you tonight to represent part of the great music that we have done in this country. Sometime by Sweet Honey in the Rock.
Sometime day breaks in my life. Sometimes the sun shines in my life. Sometimes things work right in my life. You come back again. Oh, 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 oh. You are my fall. You
One of the features that we have on Gospel Gold is choir night. Choir night. Everyone loves choir night. This is the biggest sound that you will hear in the African-American church. These choirs are mass choirs. It is a huge choir. They usually consist of all the other choirs in the church, the gospel choir, the male chorus, the children's choir, and so on. These are choirs that have been predominantly heard in the African-American church. And about once a month, we do feature choirs on Gospel Gold. Here to represent choir night on Gospel Gold is the Chicago Mass Choir, My Soul Says Yes, and the New York Community Choir, The Lord Is My Shepherd. It's choir night on Gospel Gold.
Yeah. The Lord is my shepherd. On him I lean. He maketh me to lie down in the pastures. I still water. He leads me. Oh, bread of heaven. He feeds me.
I want to send a shout out to some of the great supporters of Gospel Gold that we've had this year. Let me get my glasses. Charles Wright out of St. Augusta, Florida. Alex Mims, Joanne Mims, both of Tampa, Florida. Betty O of North Carolina, William of North Carolina. Michael Johnson of Chattanooga, Tennessee. I want to shout out Tammy from Washington, D.C., Roy from New Jersey, Asbury Park, New Jersey, Chattanooga, Tennessee. Also, we want to shout out, Jefferson. I don't know if that's your first name or your last name. Jefferson from Nashville, Tennessee. Margaret from Nashville, Tennessee. Harold Williams from Nashville, Tennessee. I want to shout out Reverend William Coley out of Greenville, South Carolina. And we've had many great supporters of Gospel Gold over this past season. We're going to be talking about some more of them. I'm going to shout out some more of them before the season is over. But also one of the features that we do on Gospel Gold is Quartet Night. And we also feature the older quartets and some of the new quartets as well. We're always looking for people who are keeping the traditional music alive. And so I scan the channels and I look for different groups that are new and some that are old that we've never heard of or didn't have the exposure to. Many of these groups did not have the exposure to get their records out, particularly in the early years. And we always talk about that as well. We do a we did a program not too long ago on the black recording companies that recorded gospel music back in the day, back in the heyday of the 50s and the 60s and the 70s. And we talked about many of those recording studios and those recording companies and how these artists met these companies and how they were compensated through those companies. And of course, you know, many of them were not compensated properly. But anyway, I want to go back to the fact that we do feature quartets from time to time. We do have Quartet Night. Everyone loves Quartet Night. So tonight, to represent Quartet Night, I'm going to play the Gospel Legends, Power, and then I Found a Friend by the Brooklyn All-Stars, two great quartets that we have featured on Gospel Gold.
found a friend.
I found a friend.
One who's closer.
Closer than a brother.
I found a friend.
I found a friend.
He's even closer.
Closer than my mother.
I found a friend.
I found a friend.
He'll be with me.
Jesus.
I call him Jesus.
Jesus.
Oh Lord, he's my friend.
He's my friend.
I found a friend.
I found a friend.
One who's closer.
Closer than a brother.
I found a friend. I got to tell you, he's even closer than my mother. I found a friend. He'll go with me.
Jesus.
His name is Jesus. Oh, he's my friend.
He's my friend.
Oh, what a friend. My friend,
he's
fellas, y'all say
friend.
It for me. Oh, what peace!
Oh, what peace! We often forget.
Oh, what needless pain!
Oh, what needless pain we bear!
All because
we do not.
We got to learn to carry everything and leave it there.
To God in prayer.
You'll see that he's a friend.
Oh,
he'll be there when you're in need. Glad about
Jesus.
Whenever I need
Jesus,
he's right by my side.
Jesus,
I don't have to look very far.
Jesus,
not only that, I tell you, he's here right now.
Jesus,
how do I know? I feel him all over
Jesus.
Me. I feel him all over me.
Jesus.
Let's go on a little further.
Jesus.
I want to tell you the history of this friend
Jesus.
Of mine. He was my grandmother's friend.
Jesus.
He was my mother's friend.
Jesus.
And some years ago, y'all,
Jesus.
When I was down in Star Valley,
Jesus.
I didn't have no God on my side.
Jesus.
Church, I met this friend.
Jesus.
And oh, he's never left me, y'all.
Jesus.
He's never left me. He's never left
Jesus.
Me. Never left me. Oh, he's my friend, y'all.
Jesus.
Sometime I just get the calling on his
Jesus.
Name. Sometime I just get the calling on his name. As a wheel in the middle of a wheel.
Oh, Jesus.
David said he saw
Jesus.
Saw him as a bright in the morning star.
Oh, Jesus.
But church, I call him Jesus.
Jesus.
And whenever I'm lonely, he begins to rock me.
Jesus.
Let me tell you this, he's my friend.
Oh,
my friend.
Well, beloved, our time is about up. I thank you for yours. Tune in December the 4th. We'll be back December the 4th with another new episode of Gospel Gold. We only have about three more programs that we're going to present this year. We're going to do a program on classical gospel. We're going to do one on the gospel from our brothers and sisters across the pond. And, of course, we will end with our Christmas edition of Gospel Gold. We pray that you will tell someone about Gospel Gold. Don't forget to visit our Facebook page. Until we see you on December the 4th, keep on giving God the praise. God bless you. Have a good night.
God has found on me. He has set me free. Oh, God has smiled on me. He's been good.
Everybody, come on.
Smile.
He has.
Been good.